Yeah, Bannix was knocked out of the districts last year by Harbor Beach in the second round. First free throw is good. In 2017, Bannix lost to Lakers in the first round, 44-48. And then in 2016, they beat Ubley by 11 and then lost to USA in overtime. Second free throw is no good from Tulaski. To Hayden Horn at midcourt, 2:45 left, 59-43, 16-point lead for Bannix. Outscoring Cass City by 14 as now as Cathrell gets the layup to go. He has first points this fourth quarter. And we have a timeout called by Aaron Fernald. 2:38 left in regulation, 59-45, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Is your credit so bad that even your mama will not lend you money?
No.
Hey, this is Rob from Network One Motors. For tax time this year, Network One Motors is going to help you out. Good credit, no credit, or challenge credit customers. Don't sweat it. Enroll in Network One Tax Refund Guaranteed Credit Program and receive a guaranteed tax refund approval. Enroll now and create a vehicle wish list for our tax refund sign-on and drive event. Just grab your driver's license and pay stub and come on down to Network One Motors, just west of 53 on 142 in Bad Axe.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, Bannix inbounds, and then they cough it up as Fernald caught it at midcourt. They get it down to Schenk. He missed his first one. He gets his own rebound, puts it in for two. And now there's a foul against number 12 for Cass City.
Alex Perry? Is that right?
I don't have a number 12 on this team, John.
That'd be Alex Perry. He's okay. a sophomore. Brought up.
So that's his first. Free throw from Tulaski's no good. So rebound, Cass City. At the free throw line, Schenk trailing by 12 points. 2 minutes left and is stolen by Tulaski. 12th rebound of the night. And Colin Herbels just called for the intentional as Tulaski went to the free throw line. So he will get two shots here. And Colin Herbels with his third. Personal team's ninth. Excuse me, that's the 10th actually. Regardless, it's a shooting foul. Everyone else cleans out to half court. 2:04 left in the fourth quarter. Bannix 59, Cass City 47. Tulaski's first free throw is good. Misses last two, but he made that one count. He's now 4-for-6 on the night. From
no matter
the
what
strike.
Happens here, the Hatches retain possession.
Second free throw as good as the first. So Bannix, like John said, has possession still underneath their own hoop. 2:04 left in the fourth. 61-47, Rubel sits down. Out there for Cass City. Horn, Anthus, Stern, Cathrell, and Schenk for Bannix. Clancy, Britt, Curvin, Emmerich, and Meeks inbounding. Underneath their own hoop, right side of radio, into Curvin, top of the key, being guarded by Stern. To the right wing, back up to the top to Clancy. Wide open on the left block, Britt to the opposite block to Meeks, and he dribbles all the way out to the corner. And we have a foul. This will go against Kendall Anthus for Cass City.
Now, that was
That's
a
second.
That was a senior moment for Meeks. You know, he had he could have shot that ball, but he understands, being the senior that he is, that the clock is the enemy now.
So double bonus for Bannix. Meeks at the free throw line shooting two, and he makes the first one. First point since that first quarter. Substitution for Cass City number 13, Tyler Sheshke. He replaces Luke Stern. One of two seniors on this team. Getting a standing ovation from the fans and parents here tonight in their home court. 1:52 left in regulation. Meeks taking his time. Second free throw is up. And this one's good as the first. He has 12 and now Substitution for Bannex, number 45, Michael Erla checks it. Replaces Meeks. Gets a nice round of applause from the Bannex fan base.
Well deserved.
Substitution now number 3 for Cassidy checks out. That's Landon Schenck, replaced by Zach Beecher, the other senior on the squad. 63-47, Bannex by 16 points. Hayden Horn in the waiting moments. Gets a screen from Beecher to his left. Goes to the left wing into the corner for Anthus for 3. This one is good. Anthus with 10 points now. We have a timeout called. A 30-second timeout called by Cass City. Right here on the WNLW Sports Network. 63-50, 1:40 left in regulation.
At Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area community does not end with the heat. The warmth of their local hometown service endures all year long. Kohler Propane provides service to residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural uses, with service only a local company can provide. Kohler Propane serves customers throughout the entire Thumb area, with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's is large enough to provide competitive propane pricing, yet small enough to treat each customer personally. Ask Kohler Propane about their pre-buy, price cap, and budget programs. Call 1-888-950-7975 or go to getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
After the final timeout from Cass City, Ethan Kend is fouled for Bad Axe as he went up. And then the foul goes against Kendall Anthus. That's his third. Double bonus situation. So we walk the length of the court. Ethan Kend's first free throw is off the back of the iron. Bounces out. No good. It's out there for Bad Axe right now. We have Ethan Kend shooting his second free throw. Number 44, Michael Messing. Number 45, Michael Erla. Aaron Soles and Jack Clancy. Kend's second free throw. No, does not fall. Rebound Anthus for Cass City. Ninth rebound in this quarter, 34th of the night. Anthus to Horn, left wing, 90 seconds left. Down to the baseline for number 23. I don't have that number either.
23 for the Cass City. Kenton Wiseman, brought up from the JV.
All right. So now Zach Beecher sits down. Gets another ovation from the crowd, the other senior on this team. And Tyler Sheshke's also in. 23, Kenton Wiseman. Number 12, Alex Perry. Kendall Anthus. And Bryce Fernald. It's definitely the future of this program on the court right now. 1:10 remains in regulation. 13-point ball game, and we have a...
illegal screen.
Illegal screen yelled against Bad Axe.
And that is a foul on Michael Early.
He's in the books, though. It's all that counts, all that matters. Six-team foul.
If he doesn't play football, he should.
I believe so, yes. So Anthus checks into Fernald, or passes into Fernald across midcourt, being guarded by Kent. Gets screened from Perry, goes the other way. Down to the baseline, Fernald is fouled, and the ball gets stuck between the basket and the hoop, and Messing is able to swat it out of there.
That's just kind of like the way things have gone.
Yep.
On the inside.
Pretty much.
For Cassidy.
So Bryce Fernald at the free throw line, shooting 2. He has not scored in this ballgame tonight. Trailing by 13 points with 1:01 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Now, I think he should make at least 1 out of 2.
There's and the first one is good. So he's in the books with 1 point. 12-point ballgame. Second free throw, no good. Rebound Erla for Bad Axe Hatchets. 57 seconds left. Top of the key, Kent. Back to Soles. Soles dribbling and is pickpocketed by Fernald into the hands of Wiseman. 40 seconds left. Wiseman across midcourt. Down to the baseline. The runner's up and he gets it to fall. Kenton Wiseman with 2 points. A 10-point game. 30 seconds left. Jack Clancy. Dribbling at the right wing to Ethan Kent against Anthus to Sowers. Soles, excuse me. Soles down the baseline. The finger roll from the left side is in.